November 11th, 2017, Singles Day in China. At the stroke of midnight, something extraordinary happened. Alibaba's platform began processing 325,000 orders per second, handling 256,000 payments simultaneously. That's four times Visa's entire global capacity, compressed into a single shopping event. By day's end, 1.5 billion transactions had flowed through the system, totaling $25 billion. The first package arrived at a customer's door 12 minutes after midnight. But here's what makes this truly remarkable. Alibaba doesn't own inventory, doesn't manufacture products, and doesn't even touch most of what it sells. It's a living, breathing network, a data-driven organism coordinating millions of sellers, manufacturers, marketers, and logistics companies in real time. This isn't just e-commerce at scale. It's a fundamentally different species of business altogether, one that challenges everything we thought we knew about how companies should operate. The secret lies in two complementary forces working as a double helix: network coordination and data intelligence, creating self-reinforcing cycles of growth at speeds impossible in traditional organizations. Entrepreneur Zhang Linqiao launched a clothing line with no factory and minimal inventory. Her team stocked just 1,000 items, but sold over 10,000. When 60,000 users flooded the site at 3 p.m., the initial batch vanished in 60 seconds. The system instantly switched to pre-orders, calculating fabric needs from social media data. With 200 employees, Lin Edition generated $11 million in 4 months with 30% profit margins by tapping into Taobao's ecosystem. Unlike eBay, which hid seller information, Taobao encouraged direct connections through instant messaging. Specialized service vendors emerged organically, photographers, designers, marketers, filling gaps sellers couldn't handle alone. If network coordination provides the skeleton, data intelligence supplies the nervous system. Monthly, over 500 million users browse 1.5 billion product listings, dwarfing Walmart's 17 million or Amazon's 350 million. Algorithms perform 30 billion daily scans hunting fraud. These systems learn through experience, discovering patterns rather than following instructions. Consider MBank, serving small businesses ignored by traditional finance. It offers loans from 15 cents to $160,000, deciding in seconds with 3-minute fund deposits. Despite no human underwriters, default rates hover around 1%. Every transaction feeds a continuously evolving lending engine. Smart business requires machines to make decisions using live data, not humans analyzing reports. This demands five critical steps. First, datafy everything. Translate the physical world into digital signals through GPS tracking, digital registration, and QR codes. Second, software the business. Configure every decision into code that operates online, enabling instant adjustments. Third, establish communication through APIs so machines coordinate without human intermediaries. Taobao developed over 100 software modules for sellers, slashing costs through automation. Fourth, capture complete live data, not selective metrics, but full digital copies, including browsing patterns, purchase history, and weather conditions. Finally, apply machine learning algorithms that continuously refine themselves. Taobao's search evolved to reinforcement learning that runs countless experiments, monitoring feedback across hundreds of variables. The result? A system predicting customer behavior faster and more accurately than any human team. This isn't traditional automation. It's delegating judgment itself. Traditional business flows one direction. Companies create products, then convince customers to buy them. The customer-to-business model flips this entirely. Zhang Daiyi built a clothing brand generating over $150 million in 2017 by co-creating with her fans. She previews designs on social media and gauges reactions before manufacturing anything. Popular items get larger production runs, ignored designs get dropped. Her company, Ruhan's Layer Cake Software, tracks every production aspect: which factory, production line, material delivery, inventory location, integrating consumer activity with back-end operations in real time. Unlike traditional systems optimizing isolated segments, Layercake shows designers how their choices impact production timelines and costs before finalizing decisions. Red Collar transformed suit manufacturing similarly, breaking production into 400-plus standardized steps to enable mass customization. The pattern is clear. When you place customers at the center and build tight digital feedback loops between their preferences and your operations, you achieve both massive scale and individual customization, two goals that were mutually exclusive in the industrial era. Smart businesses thrive through three geometric roles. Points are specialized providers, Stripe for payments, AWS for cloud, ShipBob for logistics, competing on expertise. Lines integrate multiple points into complete offerings, like Glossier or Warby Parker, leveraging platforms to scale without traditional constraints. Planes provide enabling infrastructure, Shopify, Taobao, Amazon Marketplace, generating network effects that outperform what midsize companies build internally. These positions co-evolve symbiotically. Planes invest in infrastructure supporting sophisticated lines. Lines seek high-quality points while minimizing costs, and points strategically choose planes, connecting them to promising lines. Web celebrities choose Taobao for Weibo integration, not just zero fees. Strategic positioning means understanding where you fit within these networks and how you create value through connection rather than isolation. When Taobao captured 80% of China's e-commerce market within 4 years, Alibaba made a radical 2011 move, splitting their successful platform into three independent competing units. Taobao focused on smaller brands and peer-to-peer markets, Tmall on larger brands and business-to-consumer, and eTao on product search. By 2013, Tmall had won B2C leadership with Nike and Apple partnerships, while Taobao maintained peer-to-peer dominance and spawned web celebrity commerce. This self-disruption reflects a deeper truth. In rapidly evolving markets, even dominant positions erode without continuous experimentation. Alibaba wires this into its DNA through values like embracing change and rotating 22 upper-level managers annually. As Jack Ma explains, strategy and organization go hand in hand. Every year, we change the organizational structure in tandem with changes in strategy. When computers handle routine knowledge work, what's left? Innovation and creativity, precisely what machines cannot do. This requires shifting from managing to enabling, from telling people what to do to creating conditions where they figure it out themselves. Alibaba's 2013 mobile transformation exemplifies this. Leadership saw the future's outline but couldn't direct its development in detail. They trusted employees to navigate uncertain territory while maintaining alignment. Enabling means articulating clear missions, attracting the right collaborators, providing experimentation tools, and creating assessment mechanisms, then stepping back. The company's mission, to make it easy to do business anywhere, guides virtually every major decision. Alibaba employs chief olfactory officers who interview candidates to sniff out cultural fit and requires all employees, including executives, to serve customers directly during Singles Day. The paradox of control emerges. By giving up traditional command and control, leaders gain something more powerful, an organization that moves faster than any hierarchy ever could. Network coordination and data intelligence create self-reinforcing growth cycles, enabling continuous learning at unprecedented speeds. Following Drucker's knowledge revolution comes the creativity revolution. As AI absorbs routine work, human creativity becomes essential. Designing business models, developing algorithms, creating smart products, implementing machine learning throughout networks. Network technologies have dramatically empowered individuals. Large platforms prosper by enabling individuals to grow and succeed. By positioning correctly within networks and leveraging data technologies, individuals can scale at unprecedented speeds. Consider, in 2 decades, China transformed from cash only to mobile shopping with same-day delivery. Google, Facebook, Amazon, Alibaba, and Tencent, all created within decades, now rank among the world's top 10 by market capitalization. The question isn't whether this future arrives, but whether you'll help create it or scramble to catch up. The best way to predict the future is to build it. What network will you coordinate? What intelligence will you unleash? Your move.